This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Vietnamese Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan is one step closer to beatification. On Friday, Pope Francis's vicar for the Rome Diocese, Cardinal Agostino Vallini, presides the closing session at the Lateran Palace of the diocesan phase of the beatification process. Participants at that session will be received by Pope Francis on Saturday, and a special mass of thanksgiving will be held at Tuan's titular church in Rome, Santa Maria della Scala. On April 24, 1975, 6 days before the city fell to the North Vietnamese Army, Tuan was appointed coadjutor archbishop of Saigon. He was subsequently arrested by the communist government of Vietnam and held in a re-education camp for 13 years, 9 of which in solitary confinement. President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace from 1998 to 2002, Tuan was elevated to cardinal by Pope John Paul II in 2001. In his 2007 encyclical Spe Salvi, Benedict XVI referred to Tuan's prayers of hope, saying that during 13 years in jail, in a situation of seemingly utter hopelessness, the fact that he could listen and speak to God became for him an increasing power of hope, which enabled him, after his release, to become for people all over the world a witness to hope, to that great hope which does not wane, even in the nights of solitude. In marking the anniversary of the cardinal's passing a few years ago, Pope Benedict spoke to members of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace about their former president. Chris Altieri has that story.
Pope Benedict remembered Cardinal Van Thuan's many accomplishments, which included opening the work that became the compendium to the social doctrine of the Catholic Church.
Come dimenticare gli spiccati tratti.
The Holy Father especially recalled the Cardinal's simple and immediate cordiality, as well as his ability to speak and be neighborly with anyone and everyone. After a lengthy and painful battle with cancer, Cardinal Van Thuan died on September 16, 2001. His cause for beatification is underway. I'm Chris Altieri.
Well, Charles Collins now takes a look at this man who many call a gentle hero of the church.
I was in prison in Center Vietnam. I was liberated after 13 years. 4 months and 27 days.
That's the voice of Cardinal Francois Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, the president of the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. His story of imprisonment by the communist government in Vietnam inspired millions. In 1994, he spoke to Vatican Radio about his 13 years in a concentration camp.
When the communists came, I was arrested. Because the appointment of a new bishop 7 days before their arriving was considered as a conspiracy between the Vatican and the imperialism to strengthen the anti-communist struggle.
7 days before Saigon collapsed in 1976, then Archbishop Tuan had just been transferred to the city's archdiocese. When the communists took the city, he was thrown into prison. He spent the following years in different prison camps, 9 years of which were in solitary confinement, until his release in 1988. Archbishop Tuan said physical and spiritual exercises kept him going. Just walking in his prison cell, praying and writing helped him avoid being overcome with anguish and got him through his many bouts with malnutrition and disease.
I consider everything as the mysterious way of God for the salvation and for the sanctification. And it is very hard also, and sometimes I was sick. Sometimes I can pray. But I think I must change the weakness into strength. I remember somebody said, for the pessimist, every opportunity is a calamity. But for the optimist, every calamity is an opportunity. And as a Christian, a priest, I can be optimist because there is God with me. I am not alone, and I am optimist.
His optimism sustained him, as did his knowledge of the church in his homeland. With the improved political and social climate in Vietnam, there is an increased interest in the religion for which the cardinal suffered so much. The fruits of his sufferings, and the sufferings of so many others in the Vietnamese church, is that over 3,000 baptisms now take place every year. The cardinal always kept track of the situation of the church in Vietnam, and in this case, he recounted the story of a group of people who made a 6-day journey just to be baptized.
In the north, there is a tribe close to the border with Laos and China, and they are far away from the first priest, about 6 days walking in the mountains, and they came. 6 days coming, staying 2 days, and going back 6 days, 14 days, and bringing rice with them to eat. And they came to ask for conversion.
Cardinal Tuan said the witness of church leaders and members during Vietnam's toughest times are the seed which has sparked the recent growth in Christianity.
During the trials, tribulations, they see that the church is always truthful for them. We are faithful to the gospel, and we remain during the trials.
The example of Cardinal Tuan is an inspiration to all. While in prison, he fashioned a Bible out of scraps of paper. He fashioned a crucifix out of some wood and the barbed wire which confined him. He was released from prison in 1988 and came to Rome, in exile from his homeland. Pope John Paul II made him a cardinal on February 21, 2001. The church's new cardinal never forgot where he came from. Instead of the usual pectoral cross of silver or gold, Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thon still wore the cross he fashioned from barbed wire and a fence post, a sign of solidarity with the suffering church in Vietnam and throughout the world.
And that brings our program to a close today. Thank you for listening. I'm Tracy McClure.